Denali is the highest peak in North America, and at just over 23,000 feet, it's also the highest climb Angela Henderson has ever done.
I have done some mountaineering in Ecuador, and I've gotten to Cotopaxi was 19.1, I want to say. So this was about 1,000 feet higher than I've been before.
Henderson works for the American Alpine Institute in Bellingham, Washington. She made the trip up Denali as a guide for that company, helping clients ascend the mountain. But there's one catch. Though she's been climbing since graduating college in 2009, leading trips in the lower 48, she'd never actually climbed this particular mountain.
As a third guide, I was more in a learning role. I definitely still had a ton of responsibility, but the lead guide, it was his 13th trip in 11 years with our company. And then the other, there's two assistant guides, and the other assistant guide, it was his first summit, but it was his third guided trip, and he had done a personal trip before that.
For most of the climb, she and the other two guides were responsible for 6 clients. In addition to hiking, it's their job to do tasks like melting snow and cooking food. Henderson is petite and estimates her pack weighed somewhere around 70 pounds.
And until you get to 14,000 feet, and that took us 9 days, you're pulling a sled and carrying a pack because you have so much stuff. And the combination of sled and pack was definitely well more than my body weight.
Being the third guide, Henderson says she didn't actually expect to make it all the way to the top. She says she would have been the first one to turn around if one of the clients couldn't continue the climb.
So I went in with the expectation of I was there for work and going to learn a lot and hopefully come back one day on a personal trip or another work trip and get to climb it again.
But she did make it. And once she got high enough, Henderson says it was like being in a different world.
The lower glacier feels in some ways really similar to glaciers in Washington and kind of warm. But once we got up to that Camp 3 at 14,000 feet, then it's like, wow, we're really in the Alaska Range. And you look out and have amazing views of Mount Foraker and Hunter.
She says summiting Denali wasn't really a life goal, but it was significant to make the climb in her home state.
I wouldn't say that it's something I've been thinking about for years, but it was actually the first time I ever wore a harness and was roped up in Alaska, which was pretty special for me. I've done most of my climbing in the last 10 years in between California and Washington and Nevada and a couple of international places, but I haven't actually came back. Petersburg isn't really the easiest place to learn to climb and have the most accessible mountains. So it was really special for me to come back to the state of Alaska, even though it's a little far from Petersburg.
Henderson says her group had good weather for most of the 21-day trip, with temperatures warmer than usual.
We still had our fair share of weather, but in general, it wasn't bad. There were several times we had little snowstorms where it snowed a foot or two.
And she says there was some unexpected wind as they climbed higher.
So we had to build a bunch of snow walls pretty quickly to protect our tents from the wind and had some 60-mile-an-hour gusts come through, and then it kind of leveled out.
Henderson says the hike up Denali's West Buttress, a common route, was significantly higher and colder than treks she's done in the past. Still, she hopes to revisit the mountain in the future. In Petersburg, I'm Abby Collins.